It's been a year since our economy was brought to a screeching halt. We talked to one small business who managed to survive and thrive in spite of the pandemic. Wayne Semier studied marine biology and now peddles fish to restaurants in cities from coast to coast. The seafood wholesaler reflects on the past year as it was almost to the day that the bottom dropped out of the market.
I would say beyond tough, it's kind of like it was impossible. I mean, you can imagine that all of our business, 95% of our businesses sell to restaurants. We sell to chefs, hotels, resorts, casinos, all across the country, every state, every city. And in a matter of 1 week, March 15th or 13th, and it just all closed, entirely closed. We were down 95%. You know, I've been through a whole lot of business challenges, a whole lot of crises, 9/11, you know, wars, financial crisis, Y2K. There's all these kind of things that come along in business where everything just seemed to stop. But this was particularly very zeroing. Like, it's your business is shut down. It's just closed, all closed. I kind of know after having gone through it with other crises is that there is always something. It's a matter of how you being able to find it. So we didn't lay anybody off. We didn't cut anybody's pay. We didn't cut anybody's benefit. We kept them all on. And I have to say, my crew is very experienced. They're used to change. They're used to this business we're in, which is fish, right? It's very volatile. Something comes out of the ocean. It's always changing. Kind of got on our heels. We dug in, and we just pivoted wildly. And we scratched at it and came up with a brand-new business plan and put it in place overnight. For the past 15 years, we've been developing this direct-to-consumer business. I've been studying this thing for, like, really 15, 16 years. How do we sell to the people directly? So we already had this business model in place, and we've been tinkering with it. We had the mechanism. We had the, you know, we had the website. We had the delivery. We had the packaging. It was all set in place. It really was not a big part of our business. So we just took that out of the closet, and we put it into work, and we began selling to people directly across the country. And that just took off because during COVID, everybody was stuck at home, kind of afraid. You know, they didn't want to go to the stores. They didn't want to go out. And so we sold fish right to the people's home. The demand just started growing, and we jumped on that opportunity. We grew it really fast. Like I say, my crew is amazing. We put it together really quickly and ramped up being able to send it to households directly.
So what's going to happen now?
And the unique thing about our business is we deal across the country. We deal across all sorts of time zones, vacation areas, resort areas, urban areas. So we kind of get a real national sense of the thing. And I believe that there's a huge pent-up desire of Americans to come out and to just party, to have a good time, to go to restaurants, to travel, to get out, to stretch your legs. I also think that whoever is able to hang on, I think restaurant business will come back very strong. I don't think that people really will change their attitude or change their behavior. I do believe that there'll be added new behaviors. I believe that people will, in addition to wanting to go out to restaurants, wanting to go out to travel, they will also be very happy to order food and order goods online and get them delivered to their home. I don't see it as one taken away from another. I see it as an addition. And I think some of these businesses that are going to pivot and they're going to take advantage of that new additional behavior, and they're going to, in addition to selling food in a restaurant or selling food in their store, they're going to also sell them online to people's homes. And I think that we all kind of saw this coming. We thought it would evolve a little slower, but COVID jump-started the direct delivery of goods to people's homes.
So this may actually expand your business.
Yes, yeah, going to expand our business. COVID showed us what that retail business, that direct-to-consumer business, looks like at scale. And it's great. We actually really like it. It wasn't great to go through COVID. That was a terrible thing. But if you ask our team here, they're all like, hey, this really does work. Let's keep doing it. Let's add it onto our business. It's quite a viable thing.
And you're a family business. You've got everybody working on your company.
Oh, yeah. You get them all, the wife, kids, brothers, sisters, all of them. They're all working. And in addition to, our team is huge. Mm-hmm. I would say we actually have a lot of families that besides my own, well, there's a lot of families that have worked in our company for decades, for long, very long time.
How large is your company? How many employees do you have?
40 people,
wow.
40 employees.
Okay.
Is, all together with processing, the buyers, the salespeople, administration, packaging.
Right. So do you go down to the fish market there at the pier and choose
yes.
the fish? You
yeah,
do that
we're there
every day?
6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, our buying team. We have a team mm-hmm. of buyers. Our buyers and our packaging and handling people, we go down to meet the boats every morning. We're down at the Pier 38. We buy fish every single day, brand new fish every day. So it's kind of a constant process. We're constantly buying fish, constantly delivering, constantly shipping fish out. We've got to support our fishermen, and we always paid top prices to the fishermen during COVID, even though it was beyond the marketplace, because fishermen have to survive too,
mm-hmm.
and they have to go out and make money. So we were one of the companies that we stood by paying them full price for their fish. And there was, you know, when it hit, there was like this, all of a sudden, this stagnation in inventory. There certainly was a lot of fresh inventory that was just, you know, kind of there that needed to go.
So what sells across the country? I mean, here we know people like their ahi or poke and all of that, but what seems to sell?
Hawaiian ahi is, mm-hmm. is unique across the country. Everyone across the country, restaurants, chefs, everyone knows that ahi out of Hawaii is not like the ahi they get in other places or the frozen ahi. It's unique. It has a unique color, unique flavor, and that's like the most popular fish across the country. But you know what else is interesting is all the other Hawaii fish that our boats here catch, like opa, manchong, and ono, and mahi-mahi, if it comes from Hawaii, it's a quality they can't get, not even on the East Coast. You might be surprised. Most of our customers are like in states like Florida, which is surrounded by water, or in New York City, which has a huge fishing industry, or California, which has a huge coast. So a lot of the so these places have huge fishing industries, but fish from Hawaii is unique. It's uniquely desired by a lot of these chefs.
That was Wayne Samir of the Honolulu Fish Company, who has been called the FedEx fishmonger as he sells ahi to top restaurants across the country. The family business has operated for several decades in Kalihi, exporting Hawaii ahi. Just this month, Samir started direct sales to customers here in the islands as he looks to grow his company even during these challenging times. Look for links on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.